Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani, and our members invite you to join us for temple services and activities. If you go to our website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Francis and Susan Okano. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Irene Nakamoto, the former director of the Office of Buddhist Education. Good morning, Mrs. Nakamoto.
Good morning. As I was thinking of today's talk, the beautiful lotus flower came to mind, and I was reminded of the gatha, Hasunohana, or lotus blossoms. Lotus blooming in the pond. Out of the mud, you've blossomed. Flowers so rare. Oh, how lovely are your petals, just for us to see. Father dear, mother dear, won't you come to see? Whenever I sing this gatha, I am reminded of my grandfather's lotus pond in Pearl City, where he grew lotus roots to sell. He would not allow the children to go into the muddy, murky, black-colored water for fear that we would break the prized lotus roots, and perhaps he was concerned that we would fall and sink into the soft mud and not be able to get out. There were large green lotus leaves emerging from them would be a long stem with a bulb at the top. And when that bulb or bud burst open, it was a sight to see. Such beautiful white lotus blossoms. That was an unforgettable moment. The white lotus is called Byakurenge or Fundarike. In the Shoshinge, it states, quote, all foolish beings, whether good or evil, when they hear and entrust to Amida's universal vow, are praised by the Buddha as people of vast and excellent understanding. Such a person is called a pure white lotus, Fundarike. The metaphor of the lotus flower or Fundarike reveals the uniqueness of each person, distinct from all others, listening and embracing Amida's vow, only to be called a pure white lotus. The lotus grows in the mud, but is not tainted by it, and each blossom is a unique beauty of its own. Despite the muddy pond, the lotus remains pure, and perhaps that is why the Buddha said to live like the lotus. Out of the mud grows the lotus is an often used quotation. Hogen Fujimoto, in his book, Out of the Mud Grows the Lotus, states, for Buddhists, the mud refers to the realm of samsara, the world of greed, hate, and ignorance. The lotus symbolizes enlightenment, the attainment of the highest perfection. The quotation teaches that even though we human beings live in a world full of suffering, anxiety, and frustration, we can awaken to the realm of perfection, just as the beautiful lotus blossom grows out of murky waters. Just as the lotus blossoms grow in muddy water, so the rare and good person blossoms in the muck and mire of society, influenced by greed, hatred, and foolishness. The lotus of enlightenment grows in the swamp of everyday living, filled with everyday financial worries, daily family matters, petty gossips and squabbles, unreasonable demands, and presently, the daily concern over this pandemic. However, like the beauty of the lotus, if we listen to the Buddha Dharma with an open mind, we can be awakened to the significance of this unrepeatable life. This awakening to a new life is possible because of the teachings of our founder, Shinran Shonin, who was born on May 21, 1173. And tomorrow, May 21, Gotange services are held to honor his birth. Shinran lived from 1173 to 1263, during a time when there were fires, typhoons, floods, famine, and pestilence. An article written by a reverend of Higashi Honganji states that in the literary classic Hojoki, written in the year 1212, there is a description of what was happening at that time. Quote, pestilence followed and prayers of people were of no effect. As the days passed, they felt like fish when the water dries up. And respectable citizens who ordinarily wore hats and shoes now went barefooted, begging from house to house. And while you looked in wonder at such a sight, they would suddenly fall down and die in the road. And by the walls and in the highways, you could see everywhere the bodies of those who have died of starvation. And as there were none to take them away, a terrible stench filled the streets, and people went by with their eyes averted. The ordinary roads were bad enough, but in the slums of the riverbed, there was not even room for carts and horses to pass. End of quote. There was a lot of suffering, but like the lotus that blooms in the muddy water, the teachings of Shinran were an inspiration during this difficult period. The preciousness of the teachings prevailed, and there was appreciation to Shinran for sharing them. Peace and tranquility prevailed and blossomed despite the muddy waters of life at that time. Presently, we're in the muddy waters of a COVID-19 pandemic, but despite all that we are going through, we see a glimmer of light, like a beautiful lotus blooming ahead. In the Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii calendar of May 2016, a beautiful picture of the lotus was shared by Kani Fukumoto, and she also shared a poem from Edith Tanaka. It says, quote, a flower does not speak. Silently a flower blooms. In silence it falls away. Yet here now, at this moment, the whole of the flower, the whole of the world is blooming. This is the talk of a flower, truth of flowers. The glory of eternal life is blooming, is fully shining here. End of quote. And this was written by Abbot Zenkei Shibayama. During these 2.5 years, we have been in the muddy swamp of an unbelievable pandemic. But as this poem states, let us believe that yet here, now, all this moment, the whole of the flower, the whole of the world is blooming. This is the talk of the flower, truth of the flowers. The glory of eternal life is blooming, is fully shining here. The lotus flower is short-lived and doesn't stay opened for very long, and its petals fall quickly. Like our life, which is impermanent, we never know when we will fall. May the Bakurenge Fundarike, or lotus flower, motivate us to be inspired that the beautiful white lotus blooms from the ugly, muddy, murky lotus pond. And may Shinran's birthday, Gotange, also be our inspiration that his birth and life of sharing the Buddha Dharma allows us to live this unrepeatable life with Namu Amida Butsu. Like the lotus flower, each moment of difficulties or unhappiness can blossom into a moment full of joy and contentment. Also, like the petals of the lotus flower, which are very short-lived, the beauty of the moment could fall like the falling petals. And the reality of this reminds us to live and appreciate each day more fully. Let us live and blossom in spite of the muddy waters. Namu Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. Nakamoto, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message again, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 22nd, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Gotange service celebrating Shinran Shonin's birthday will be Reverend Thomas Okano, the former bishop of the Humpahonganji Mission of Hawaii. Moilili Honganji's Bun Dance and Moilili Summerfest will take place on July 2nd, only one night at Varsity Circle or the old Varsity Theater parking lot, from 5 to 10 p.m. Bun Dance practice will be held on Mondays, June 6th, 13th, and 20th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the preschool parking lot at Moilili Honganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Francis and Susan Okano, and our speaker, Mrs. Irene Nakamoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Joanne Yosemori, a board trustee member of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. Namo Amida Butsu.